This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora is now here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. It's been awfully dry in a large part of the Midwest. Drought Monitor keeps expanding, though the crops are pretty much in the can, other than they're not harvested at this point. What can you tell me about the coming weeks and how harvest might proceed in the U.S.?
Well, we're going to start seeing rain here as we go forward, so not the best timing for a wetter period to start, but that is what's going to happen as we move into next week. Initially, most of the rain will form in the Dakotas and Montana over the next couple of days. That will start to alleviate some of the drought that exists up in the Dakotas and Montana, and also parts of Canada. But this is mostly a spring wheat and winter wheat area. So while it will start to improve soil moisture for upcoming wheat planting, it really won't mean much for corn and soybeans because the majority of that rain will focus to the west where those crops are produced. Now, once we get into next week, that's where things start to change for corn and soybeans. We'll start to see a more summerish type of weather pattern where high temperatures will be popping into the 80s and even the 90s at times once you move further to the west from Illinois. And that will set the stage for some thunderstorms as we see waves of energy move on to the east. We are looking for some heavy rainfall, especially to the west of the Mississippi River. So some of these drier areas of Iowa, Missouri, and then extending further west into some of the wetter areas of Kansas and Nebraska. So it will turn wetter here, Todd, as we go forward. For Illinois specifically, the best rain chances are over the second half of next week and more into the following weekend, so 7 to 10 days from now, though overall it appears that the wettest weather will be focusing just to the west of the Mississippi River.
Turn your attention from North America to South America. There's a lot of scuttlebutt about dry conditions in Brazil, though I think that's fairly normal still at this time of the year.
It's entirely normal of their climate, so no one should have concern about what's happening in Brazil at the moment. You have to remember that they have a quasi-monsoon-type climate in Brazil, and this is especially true in the key central and northern growing areas. What happens over the course of their winter, which is our summer, is they basically receive little to no rainfall for about three straight months. So every day is hot and every day is sunny from June through August in these key soybean areas of Brazil, and again, some of their corn areas too. Then what happens is it starts to get wetter. The wetter period tends to begin in late September and more so October. At that point in time, they start to see thunderstorms maybe every 5 to 10 days or so. And they need that rain to improve topsoil moisture so they can plant their crops and then have them germinate. After that, they expect rains to continue in order for their crops to develop in a normal fashion. And the climate just keeps turning wetter, wetter, and wetter all the way into January. Here's an interesting statistic for you. If you look at Mato Grosso, which is the top producing soybean state in Brazil, they average around 1 inch of rain for the entire period of June, July, and August. That's it, 1 inch of rain. If you then go forward and look at how much rain they receive in December, January, and February, which is their key period for soybean development, they average anywhere from 24 to 30 inches of rain during that period of time. So they're almost 3,000% as wet in the height of their growing season than they are out of season. That's totally different than what we see here in the Corn Belt, where we turn a little bit drier in the winter, sure, but we're still seeing 1 to 3 inches of water pretty much every month in the form of rain, ice, or snow in the winter, then ramping up to around 4 to 5 inches per month in the height of the summer. So just an entirely different climate. Being dry right now is not a big deal. They will turn wetter, and we'll start to see that come October. You'll start to see thunderstorms in the forecast in Brazil.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. Talk to you later.
That, of course, is Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather from Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason.